This is the Millionaire Real Estate Podcast, where you'll learn the strategies and tactics you need to become a millionaire agent. Learn from top agents, brokers, team leaders, and experts in the industry who can help you on the path to success. And now, here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone. We are so excited. We have Stephen Neville with us today, and we are talking about cold calling, how to get rid of cold calling, what type of data you should be calling. We're going to be talking about the not-so-secret to 10Xing your business, consistent lead follow-up, and how you can evolve from a real estate agent into a real estate mogul and solutions provider. So welcome, Stephen.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you having me on here.
So Josh Smith is who recommended that we have you on here and talk about some different things. So I want you to talk about why cold calling is the best way to get consistent deal flow and be able to scale your real estate business.
Oh, sure thing, Chantel. So if you think about it, there are only two ways that you can directly communicate with people. And that's one, picking up the phone and calling them, or two, knocking on their door and talking to them in person. You can't scale going to someone's door and knocking to them and talking to them in person at their doorstep. You can scale calling. And to take a step back from there, if we look at all the other type of lead generation methods, Facebook ads don't work for getting seller leads. In real estate, they don't work. They haven't worked since about 2021 when Facebook changed their algorithm. You can use that to get buyer leads, but not seller leads. If you're going PPC, it's expensive to compete with the top agents and brokers and real estate investors that are also going after those sellers as well in your market. Same thing if you go to Zillow and all the other Zillow-like companies that are out there. You can pay for a certain zip code or whatever. The time that you actually get enough leads, you're getting a lot of junk leads that are coming in. It takes a lot to go through. And at that point in time, these are people that have, quote unquote, opted in. You don't know. A lot of times you get leads coming in that you're calling them and they have no idea why you're calling them. When it comes to cold calling, you're actually getting people on the phone. You're communicating them. You're building a direct relationship with them. And then obviously, if they don't want to sell, you're not talking to them long. And if they do, you're taking it right to them, right there and building forward.
So let's talk about, and I love that idea of getting seller leads by picking up the phone. So tell me exactly, if you got a seller lead on the phone, let's see, what would you say? And I'll be the seller. You pretend like you're calling me, and I know you haven't done this in a hot minute.
Man, it's been over a decade since I've been on the phone.
But if you were going to, and you were going to train someone how to do it, what would you say to me?
Okay, well, let me preface, but I have a team that does the training for me, so I won't have to do that. I haven't done that for a while, but the basic thing is building that connection. So right off the bat, like, hi, Chantel, how are you doing today? Always, and there's something.
Who is this? Because your number is not on my caller ID.
Well, if I was calling, you would see my company name on there. yes, this is Steve with Empower Solutions. You know, and what you want to do is really friendly.
I'm not interested.
Full of energy.
Hold on, I'm not interested.
Oh, I totally understand that you're not interested, but what are you not interested in?
Well, get to the bottom line, because I'm very busy. And what is it that you're looking for right now?
Oh, we're just calling people in your neighborhood to see if you're interested in selling right now.
I don't think so. I mean, if I got top dollar for my house, I probably would sell because I don't owe any money on it. So I would consider if I got all the offer I wanted.
Well, right now, you know, getting top dollar is definitely a possibility. But, you know, why would you want to sell to get top dollar? What's the motivation there?
I live in Virginia and I just hate the cold weather. I really want to move to Florida.
Ah, I can understand that. I have lived in Maryland for a long time, so that cold weather, it can be a little chilly. So what part of Florida are you looking at moving to?
Tampa. There's a girl there named Deborah that I really like, and I'd like to be near her.
Okay. Have you started looking at any properties or any neighborhoods?
Yeah, I just started looking at a search.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. So tell me about the house that you live in right now. Or have you remodeled the kitchen in the last 3 years?
Yes, we have.
Okay. What did you do to it?
We put like 5 fridges and freezers in it.
Awesome. You know, we can probably...
Yeah, so we can just kind of ask about the house. Yeah. And then where's the next line? So we're going to build a connection. And then what's the next step?
Well, for a lot of agents of that point, for if you're looking to list a property, the next step is probably going to be like, hey, when's a good, is it doing an assumptive time for to come visit the property, right? So does 5 o'clock work for you today for me to come over and take a look at the property? You want to get in person with them and build a connection.
Okay. So if someone on your team was doing that, then what would they say?
If someone on my team was doing it, they wouldn't do the same things. We're typically generating leads for agents or for investors. So then after we're going through and we're getting the property details and we digged in and we got more of that motivation, built a rapport and all that, at that point in time, we're going to be kind of going down, when is the best time that, you know, Chantel can talk with you or can meet with you? It all depends on our client situation. We do live transfers. We'll schedule stuff in calendars, or we'll just set the expectation for our callback. So it really depends on what type of situation we have lined up with our client. So at that point in time, we would guide the conversation accordingly.
And so your company, how much do they charge per person? Like if someone's listening to this and they're like, I know myself, my mom always says, know thyself. If you say, I'm not going to cold call, I get it. Cold calling is the best way to get seller leads. Buyer leads is easy. You can do it on other ways, but we all know listing is the way to go. What would they have to do? How much do you guys charge per hour to get someone to call those listing leads?
So we don't have an hourly charge, which is flat fee pretty much every month. And it's a done-for-you system. So basically, we handle all the data that you're going to call. We source that data. We prioritize that data. We get carrier-verified active phone numbers, the 2-hour window for every day of the week that the person uses their phone the most. We have an enterprise contact center solution system, basically a fancy way of saying a phone dialer. We handle all that internally. We register we purchase and register phone numbers for our clients under their LLCs, make sure the phone reputation is covered, remediate any spam flags that are on there so it's clean. And then we also have then a full-time caller who's calling, a quality assurance team that's reviewing every single lead that we generate, reviewing the call recording and scoring that, and also looking at the lead form that we're filling out to send the information over to our client. Then we also have coaches who are like live listening to the callers, talking their ear, making sure their mindset is good, full of energy, so they can perform well. So we kind of cover all of that. And within that, it is a $997 setup fee and $3,000 per month.
Okay. And so if you figure $3,000 per month, and is this person dedicated to that person? Because if you said divide that by 40, divide it by 4 weeks or 5 weeks, you're looking at around $15 an hour, somewhere around there, right, of what you're paying this person?
Pretty much minimum wage, if you can look at it that way. So nothing that you can really, you're not going to get the level, the team, and the skill set anywhere else that you can get for that price. With us, it is to your question, it's private labeled. It's only for you. You're not paying for something where we're calling generically, and then you're paying us now. We'll send it to you, and we're sending it to Bob over here and Susie over here. No, this is totally private labeled, only for you.
Got it. And so, where are you guys getting? And another option is that if the agent's willing to call the leads themselves, they could save that $3,000 if they say, okay, I am disciplined enough, I'm going to spend at least 2 hours of my day to call. The data, Josh Smith had said, the data that you guys have is amazing. So I want you to explain that a little bit more in detail of, like, let's say someone wanted to buy like an expired list from you or a for sale by owner list for you. Or are you saying you can also get just a list? If I said, I only want Virginia Beach leads that are in the 23454 zip code, I could just do that and have him focus on just those people. And you're saying the leads that I'm getting, like if I got that list, are you saying 99% are going to be accurate?
Our accuracy runs around between 92 to 95% when it comes to our numbers. Yeah. Yep. I think you're going to find most companies are right around 75 to 80%. We're running in the 90s to the mid-90s. Sometimes you'll have a list that is 100%.
So can you share your screen and show us like an expired list of what they would get if they, like, what would it cost to buy a list if someone said, I want to look at expired listings or I want to look at for sale by owner listings. Do you guys just sell that?
Oh, sure. So if they weren't, we have over 50 different types of lists. So I don't have a list right here on my screen. I can just pre-pull up. I don't want to delay the podcast here. But your typical list is going to obviously have their first name, last name. It's going to have the property, address, city, state, zip, the owner's address if it's different than the property. You're going to go into bedrooms, bathrooms, square footage, all the basic property details and are normally standard in any type of list. And then we're giving you the active verified phone number. And then we can give you that 2 hour window for each day of the week that they use their phone the most. We give you all of that. You could add on if you want active verified emails. If you're doing some email marketing campaigns, we can give you those. And then, again, we focus on active and verified. So some companies will give you 5-10 phone numbers, 5-10 email addresses. We go through and we're getting the active verified, the one that you need, and that waste that bogging you down with a billion different ones.
So one of the things I heard you say is that you know the 2 hour, which is scary, by the way. So you're saying, like, if you saw my name, you're saying the time when I'm the most available to pick up the phone, you know what that 2 hour window is. Is that correct?
It's not when you're most available. It is when you're using the phone the most. We get that directly from the phone carriers. So we have a direct relationship with the carriers, and that's where we're getting our phone numbers from. We submit to them the names and the addresses. The carriers are like, okay, this is Chantel Ray's active phone number. And then they give me like, okay, this is because you're using your phone. Every time you're texting or you're calling, they see that data. The data is going through their network. So they know your height, your peaks and your valleys of your data usage on your phone.
So I see behind you, you have a book that is very popular called 100 Million Leads. Tell me about that by Alex Hormozi.
Alex Hormozi, yes.
Yeah, about how to get...
He's a genius.
He is. He's so good. How to get strangers to want what you're buying. What in that book have you taken to apply to the real estate business to help people to grow and scale?
That's a really, really good question. What I love about Alex's books and how he articulates things, he dumbs everything down. He simplifies it. He takes very complex topics and makes it very, very, very simple. And one of the things that I like the most on there is when he talks about the marketing of one-to-one or one-to-many, right? And that is really the type of marketing. So when you are cold calling, it is one-to-one. We're calling and we're talking to one person, we're marketing to that one person. Or when you're sending a direct mail piece, a postcard, is one-to-one on that person. When you're doing your branding, your social media, you are one-to-many. You're making content and you're posting it online, and then many people see that. Also, if you're running ads as well, but more for branding. You're seeing that as one-to-many, And that's marketing versus the one-to-one, which is your direct marketing efforts.
Yeah. And one of the things I love that he talks about, he's like, first of all, you got to figure out what the problem is, right? And then you've got to have the solution. So if you're calling a for sale by owner, you've got to figure out what their number one problem is. Like, for example, 100% one of their problems is they're getting bombarded with real estate agents calling them. So like you start with the problem and you have the solution. You would say something like, I know so many people have been bothering you and hounding you right now, and I want to help you with that, because you're identifying one of their problems and you're giving the solution. And then he talks about the core four of the leads. He talks about there's warm outreach, there's cold outreach, there's post-free content, and then there's run paid ads. So basically, if you want to get leads, I want you guys to really type that in the chat. I'm going to say it again, but it's, you can do a warm outreach, you can do a cold outreach, you can do post-free content, or you can run paid ads. And basically, if they want to call their past clients, that would be that warm outreach, because they already have that relationship. Exactly. What you're doing is you're taking that quadrant that he talks about and you're saying, okay, one of the core four is cold outreach. And really, an agent that really wants to scale would really run all four of those. They would have warm outreach. They would be calling their past clients. They would be posting free content. You know, one of the things I always say is I would talk to your friends and ask them what is going on. Like, for example, like I would say, you know, something about like being stuck in a long-term contract. Have you ever wanted to know what the real estate contract says about, you know, if you accidentally signed a one-year agreement, you know, what would that look like? Or something like that. That would be like posting free content of things people would be interested. Obviously running paid ads on Facebook and Google. But then here you come in and go, I'm going to be part of that core four with cold outreach. Now,
we can actually do all four for our clients.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. We just advise when you're there, starting with the cold outreach as being the ground zero to start. And you can also do your organic content on social media as well. They can both kind of go hand in hand. But if you're starting out and your budget really isn't there, then your organic content is going to be more lower level. You don't have anyone to professionally edit the videos and things that you can make. And video is everything nowadays. You want to make as much video content as possible. So really starting out with that cold outreach, because when we're doing the cold outreach, we're handling the cold part. Once it comes to you, it's almost like lukewarm. It's merged almost to warm, because we've started the relationship. We've initiated a relationship with that seller on behalf of you. So when they're calling and you call them back, or they get put on your calendar, when you talk to them, they already know. And you say, hey, Steve, my assistant Steve talked to you earlier today. They're like, oh, Steve, he was great. Yes, I had a great conversation. They already have a wonderful experience from us talking to them. And it's already, and they know you, and they're expecting you to call back. It takes that cold and actually warms it up for you. Then we also have services where when people are kind of getting busy and they're scaling up their stuff, where we actually work and we nurture the leads. So we have what we call lead managers, like a form of an ISA, where they are going through and nurturing all the leads in the CRM, doing the monthly, you know, follow-ups and communicating and working those leads to when those people are actually ready to get off the fence and take action, and then pulling them back over to you again.
I want to tell you, one of the reasons why I joined and I just love Canzel is that I can get 100% commission, I get revenue share, and I get stock. I am making thousands of dollars every single month in revenue share and stocks. And I now don't have to work nights and weekends on real estate anymore. You know, I've actually never been to a real estate agent's retirement party, and I want to be the first one that people are coming to at a young age. And I want to share with you some of my favorite resources. So if you go to joincanzel.com/free, there's a couple that I want you to download. One is a 20 free lead generating PDF. It's going to help you generate leads for free that you can download, as well as there's one on how to double your business. I don't want you to miss it. Go download it today. joincanzel.com/free.
Yeah. One of the things I love about Alex Ramuzzi is that people, and I bet you, I'd love for people to post it in there. I'd love to see if anyone on this call actually really likes making cold calls. And what he says is, if you say, I don't like making cold calls, then you actually can reframe your brain and you can say, you know what? If you want it done right, you can get someone to spend all their time doing it, and then I don't have to do it. You can reframe to say, if I can do it, someone else can do it better. Or I can also reframe it to say, everyone is replaceable, especially me. And if I want to scale this business and I want to grow it, we've already tried this little technique of me doing it myself and making cold calls. And, you know, one of the things I'm seeing agents do right now, a lot of people right now, they're struggling and they're getting their, what they're doing is they're, a lot of them are, you know, maybe getting part-time jobs doing this, that, and the other to make some extra income, instead of saying, okay, I'm going to do the different things, or I'm going to hire someone to, you know, do these different things for me. So talk a little bit about what kind of Facebook posts, and like, so we talked about the four quadrants, the warm outreach, cold outreach, post free content. Let's talk about run paid ads. What are the ads that you guys are seeing that are actually working right now for the real estate space?
Man, so when it comes to getting sellers, not that much. There are not many ads that are going to be running to bring people in who are selling, at least on the Facebook, on the Meta side, Facebook, Instagram, even Snapchat, TikTok, anything around there, it doesn't really convert. Unless you're looking to go national, which most people aren't doing, they're not marketing nationally. On PPC, we're not actually running any ads on PPC for agents for real estate at this time. So I don't want to sit here and speak to something that we're not doing. On the buyer side, getting buyer leads, that really works on Facebook and the other social media channels as well.
So one of the things that Alex talks about, he says, okay, figure out the problem you want to solve and who is it for. So if you're trying to reach seller leads, what are you having people say on the phone to solve their problem when they're having conversations with them? What would you do to kind of say, hey, you have a problem?
Well, a couple of different ways we approach it. One, it's a little bit customized for each of our clients, because some of our clients are just realtors. We have some that are just investors, wholesalers, fix and flippers. Then some do a combination thereof. So depending on what strategies our clients have, we kind of approach it slightly different. But we don't like to, like, we're calling people, they might be on a pre-foreclosure list. They might have a vacant house, a vacant property list. It could be a divorce list, an inherited, a probate. All these different types of lists that are out there beyond expires and FSBOs, that these people have a lot of distress. They really need to sell. Maybe they have tax liens. There's a lot of different ones.
Okay, so let's go over those. So sure. John Smith, when he was on, he said where he's getting the best return right now is on those divorce leads. So if someone wanted to buy a list of divorce leads in their area, approximately, if they just wanted that, approximately how much does that cost?
It's pretty simple. We have a couple of different pricing plans. If you're just on our starter package, which is like no monthly recurring fee, it's 15 cents per lead. It gives you the lead data, the name, address, property information, and then the phone number. That's 15 wow. cents. So there are 100 of them, 100 times 15 cents, you know, so forth and so on. So it's all about the volume at that point in time. I would say that you're going to need more than that, but there are going to be so many people getting divorced every month in a certain area. Of course, maybe if you're in New York or LA or Phoenix, where it's a really big market, then maybe your numbers might be a little larger. But besides divorce, probate, inherited, tax delinquent.
Inherited properties, to me, that seems like a no-brainer, because especially if the person lives somewhere else, they now have inherited this property. They probably need to sell it. They know no agents, right? Because, you know, the stats now are staggering. They're saying that the average person knows personally a minimum of 9 real estate agents that they are personal friends with. So reaching out to someone who lives in that area, they already know 9 people. And so probably a good friend of them is an agent. So if you're calling them, it's going to be hard to convert. Talk about an easy way to convert if it's inherited properties. And then the other one that I love, like Josh said, is the divorce one, because if you're getting a divorce, you probably don't want to reach out to someone who you're friends with, because maybe they were friends with your husband from before. Those seem like really good ones for you to be able to reach out to.
So go back to the first topic. You're like, how do you stand out when someone knows 9 realtors on average? How do you stand out to get that business? I think that's just a mindset thing. Because number one, if you think about it, there are a gazillion realtors. How many of them are actually part-time? How many people have their license and don't even do anything? They might do 1 transaction a year. There, when you actually go down to the people who are actually doing 20 transactions or more every year, it's not as many, right? So, and then whenever there's competition, it's competition. You don't think about your competition. You think about yourself. You don't focus on what the other people are doing. You focus on you, and you focus on why should someone work with me? So when we're talking to people, we're representing our client, and we're setting our client up. When that client gets to that phone, they're selling themselves. You know, you're representing, why should you work with me? Well, have any of those 9 people that you know reached out to you yet? Have any of those people actively trying to help you? And you know what? And I'm here to help you. These are things. You don't want to work with me, that's fine here. Let me give you the best things that you can do. Come from a place of giving and not just warning. Then your people pick up that vibe and they like you. So it's all part of sales. So if you're confident in yourself and you know your sales skills, you don't care about, is that even a thought that there are 8-9 realtors that person might know? You don't think about that. You're communicating to those people and you're talking to them and you're trying to help them. You come from a place, and I know it's a hard thing now when the market's a little tougher and it's like, okay, I need some commissions. I need my paycheck. I got to pay my mortgage, got to pay my car payment. And these things can stress you and it can put you on, can make your mindset more pushy on sales. But if you can push that out of the way and focus on helping people,
yeah,
this changes everything. And people pick up that genuineness from you and they want to work with you.
Well, one of the things that you mentioned that I kind of slid over it and I want to bring it back. So we used to run lead ads about, I don't know, 10 years ago, and we had huge success with them. We'd run them on Facebook. We'd run them in different places. And they work okay now, but they're not great. They don't work like they used to work. And so what you just said is that if you want to get seller leads, which everyone on this call does, then this cold calling approach, or, you know, reaching out to people who are inherited properties, divorce, all of that is really, really important. Let's talk about, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So like the reason why it's harder now is in about 2021, Facebook changed their algorithm.
Yeah.
You can't target niche down to get to people. So you have to go to a wide audience and then make your copy and your creative speak to the individual that you want, and then train the algorithm to actually come to the define the people. But you can only do that when you're targeting enough. So you have to target like nationwide first and then train it. Once it's trained, then you could go into a smaller area. But you can't, as an agent is working in Montgomery, Alabama, I say, you're not going to sit here and pay to run ads nationwide to then eventually, after months down the road, be able to train it to just work in Montgomery. It doesn't make any sense. It's not cost effective. And that's why it doesn't work the same anymore. And it's just really, you end up getting a lot of junk leads, and you're people get upset because they're wasting their ad spend. And unfortunately, there's a lot of bad agencies out there that push these type of things as well. But the cold calling, you're getting a hold of people. We can, when you know the different list of data strategies, you can really focus in on people that have a distress, the people that have a need to sell. We even have listed AI scores for needing to sell the most within 6 to 12 months, where they're a very high probability to sell, a high probability, and we rank them from the very high all the way down to low. And that's going off measuring like 20 plus different data points of distress, transactional history for the individual property, and for the transaction history of the owners. How many years do they average when they live in one place before they sell? And then the people that particular property that they're living in, how many years does it go by before that the people who live there end up selling? And it can put all these different patterns. It's just amazing what AI can do. And it can just score this stuff and you consider like these people are going to be more likely to sell. So it really helps guide you to who you should be contacting and calling.
Yeah. And what we were starting to track is that we were spending about 50% of our revenue on getting a seller lead customer, right? And then by the time we gave it out to an agent, it just financially didn't make sense to be able to do that. And this cold calling is a lot better. Let's switch gears and talk about the biggest not so secret to 10Xing your business by doing consistent lead follow-up.
Yeah, I kind of touched on it, grazed over it a little while ago. It is the thing that you all know, but you all kind of hate as much or almost as much as you hate cold calling. It's follow-up, lead follow-up. It is touching and calling these people, not just getting a lead and calling them and they're sitting on the fence and they're unsure and you get off the phone and then it just sits in your CRM to die. It is calling again in 2-3 weeks, a month, following up. Because when you consistently do that, it is a way of building your brand. Just like on TV, you're seeing a commercial from McDonald's. You're getting a junk mail coming to your house with a coupon for $1 off a Big Mac. You're seeing a radio ad. While you're scrolling online, here comes an advertisement for McDonald's. They're constantly branding and putting them in front of you, their brand in front of your eyes. So when you're finally hungry and you order a burger, you're thinking about the Big Mac that they've been advertising in front of your face. You're doing the same thing by reaching out and contacting these people and following up. You're building your brand with them. You're building trust. So when they're ready to take action, they're going to take action with you. And not Johnny Wholesaler or Susie the Realtor, who is then calling them that month on their cold call and then catching them at the right time. They're going to say, sorry, Susie, I'm already working with Chantel. If things don't work out, I'll get back to you. Because you've been following up for 6 months with them and built a relationship. And they know that you care about them and you're not calling just to say, are you ready to sell? You're calling to say, hey, I just wanted to wish you happy birthday. Oh, you know, I just wanted to see, did you have a good Easter, a good Christmas, whatever it might be. How was little Susie's graduation?
How do you get your cold callers to do that on behalf of, say, Bobby? Like if Bobby said, I want to do that. And I'll mention one thing that one of the guests that came on our podcast before that I thought was so brilliant that she had is she did a event, you know, a little tiny event once a month where she just did, you know, a happy hour at the local place where come to the happy hour, or she had, you know, something like pictures. She hired a photographer. I mean, she made them really cheap, like $100 or less. And then she had the cold caller just keep inviting them to these different things, and that you can do with the cold caller. What other things can you do that the cold caller that you guys have that can call to tell them? Because some things, I mean, you can't get the cold caller to do, right? Like they just don't work. Like, so how's your kids? It's like, who are you? You know what I mean? Like, no, that doesn't work.
So what we do is we separate it. So we have the cold caller who's making those initial prospecting calls, right? And then we're generating those leads for you. You know, we like guarantee every client we're getting them a minimum of 20 leads per month. We're normally delivering 30, 40, sometimes we need more than that with just one caller of people that are interested in selling. But say there's 20 plus leads that you get. They come to you, you're calling them, you're trying to work with them. Two or three of them, you get a listing agreement with. Two or three are definitely selling, but they choose to work with a different realtor and not you. Now, you probably have about 10 or more that are just not ready to take action right now. And they're in your CRM. And you're scheduling, you're going to drip campaign emails and SMSs going out. But then in that drip, there should be a task for you to give them a call. Most people aren't doing that. So we have what we call lead managers that plug right into your CRM. And they're going through and managing all those leads in there. They are calling to build that relationship, to keep it going. They say, hey, how are the kids going? It's nice talking with you. You know, how have you been over the past couple of weeks? Has anything changed in your circumstance? Or just like if we have their birth date, whatever information that we know, we'll take really granular notes so we can know what's going on in their life. So we can just really make calls that are just, hey, we just wanted to call and wish you happy birthday. And we're not even talking about the property or if they're ready to sell yet. If we know they need 3 months, we know they have to wait to May or June for their kid to graduate school before they're going to move. So it is now still April, but, you know, we got the lead in March. Okay, so we're not just going to wait the end of May to give them a call, because now they don't forget who we were. A million other people have cold called them. You want to keep calling them at least once a month, and then twice. So we're going to call and just build that relationship, and we're not going to say, are you ready to sell yet? We're not going to talk about those things. We might sit here and say, hey, we just want to give you information. So when you are ready, then these are things you might want to think about doing with your property now over these months, so you'll have a smoother process come June. Oh, we're having this event at the local bar for happy hour. We would love for you to come if you're available, you know, whatever it may be. Like you're building that relationship with them and getting that brand going.
Well, we are actually way over on time, but I just really quickly, because I've just enjoyed talking with you so much. One of the things that you had said to me was that everyone should evolve from being a real estate agent into a real estate solutions provider. What do you mean by that?
So in this market right now, it's challenging. We're no longer in the great boom, the great bull real estate economy. It's challenging. So if you're coming, people are interested in selling, but when people are in all kinds of different situations. We mentioned people with inherited properties, people going through divorce, people on pre-foreclosure, absentee owners, all these different situations. Sometimes they don't have the time. Or they're in a situation. I love pre-foreclosure as a perfect example. They're behind on their payments and the bank is coming close to taking the property from them. They might not have time to go through and do a listing to go on the market. So knowing the other avenues, understanding wholesaling, understanding the off-market investor strategies where you can do wholesaling. Obviously, if you're already an investor and you want to do fix and flips or keep one as a buy and hold for yourself, that's great. But if you don't want to do that right now, or you don't have the cash flow to do a fix and flip, you don't want to get loans, and you're not looking for that right now, understanding just how to wholesale a property, which is just getting a contract on that property, and then an investor will pay you you assign that contract to an investor, they're paying you $10,000, $20,000 to take that contract so they can make a fix and flip and make profit off of it. Learning how to do that, learning about things like owner financing, sub-2 deals, where you can sit here and present 3 or 4 different options to the seller, where we say, hey, yes, I can list it for you, and you need to do this different things with your house. And then we can list it, and we can get you this much money for your house. This is what the value is. Or, you know, you can do nothing as is, leave it the way it is, you inherit it, whatever it might be, and you don't know what condition it's in. You don't have to put any money in to repair anything, paint anything, clean anything up. You can leave the junk in it, and we'll write you a cash check for this amount. Right.
Yeah, just having more, you need more tools in your tool belt for sure.
That's exactly what it is. It allows you to separate yourself. Now you are a real estate solutions provider. You're an expert in real estate. You're not just someone looking, you know, you're a one-trick pony that can only list it on the MLS.
Yeah. Well, this has been awesome. Tell listeners where they can find you and where they can follow you.
Sure. So superempowered.com. And all the social media channels, Super Empower. If you put that in there, you will be able to find the company.
And are you going to be able to give our listeners an extra discount?
Of course I will.
Okay, well, they will use a coupon code for Chantel Ray. Let's make a coupon code for them for Chantel Ray. So if you're listening to this, make sure that we get our listeners have a special discount for that.
And I will give you something so we can make sure that happens real quick.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a rating and a review so we can get this out to more agents. And tune in next week for another power-packed episode. This is the Millionaire Real Estate Podcast.